Next reader, Jillian Sevigny. She's originally from Vancouver. After completing her undergraduate at Queen's University, she lived in Toronto for a year before moving to Montreal to start her MA. Jillian?
Hello. Okay, the first one I'm going to read is actually a really old poem, but my little sister broke up with her first boyfriend this week, and she's very sad, and talking to her made me think about the mood I was in when I wrote this, so I dug it up. Okay, her only speech. Distance is measured in the color of our words. Yours are blue. Have you been walking farther lately? Only our loudest thoughts echo outside our minds. Have I been thinking too quietly? In your eyes, the things still alive and beating somewhere in your mind are visible. But right now you're sleeping, so I cannot see the answer to these questions. I have built no fences, just a gate that will let you out as easily as it let you in, if you choose to remain an empty ring, unwed to this finger. And Zarmina, who's another writer in this program, requested this. So this one's for Zarmina. Bookish. Okay. They don't know how to touch each other. Their hands are cramped from too much fondling of pens and keys. The wells in their fingers are out of oil. The pages of novels stained and leather skin covers now poreless and smooth. They sit with spaces between them and writing cursive to compensate. It has occurred to each of them on several, but separate, occasions that fiction should be printed on softer paper than fact. When they are alone, they frequently engage in the English equivalent of French kissing, witty glossing. Gloss equals glossa equals tongue. Oh, how they love tracing English words back to their smutty Latin roots. He lets her have her tragic princes and romantic heroes because he married his own favorite heroines in private ceremonies years ago. Their affair is conducted entirely in verse, glances, and free-floating words. If given the choice, they would choose not to touch each other, are willing to pay the extra price for hardcover love. They've come to prefer the feel of word on tympanum, the sudden shudder in the ear alone. And and this is really short. It's called Candy. There is no difference between a garbage dump and a graveyard. I like your kind of candy. Not the wrapper you come in, just you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jillian.